Mr. David Jackson, a staff writer at The New Yorker, is known for his nonfiction books of adventure. Today, we go on a different kind of adventure. Jackson's life of parenting his offspring. David, as a parent of an 11 and a 14-year-old, what is the most interesting issue you are dealing with right now?
It's easy to focus on the challenges, but so far, I find these ages to be kind of wonderful. They are independent, and they have their own curiosities and obsessions. You can talk to them about fairly sophisticated subject matter, such as politics.
Yes, that does sound refreshing compared with talking to younger children. Do they ask you to proofread their essays?
Certainly, with writing they do. I really just try to be encouraging. I think at this age, editorial guidance is less important than encouragement.
Are there books that you think are important that your children read and that all children read?
My general thought is to read widely and to incorporate a love for reading. Learning to love to read, I think, is the optimal thing because it gives you a skill you can take anywhere.
So you're not too concerned, like some parents, with the content they're reading? I know I have some worries about that.
Yeah, read what you like. If a child loves graphic novels or comic books, whatever it is that is turning them on to read and turning on their imagination.
I feel that children's tastes in books change as they reach adolescence. I know that mine certainly did when I was a teenager. What do you think?
I think it's especially important as they get older to read subject matter that will open their eyes to the world and people. So I think both fiction and non-fiction are really important because they give you the power to begin to perceive the world through the lives of others.